Good morning, everybody. Welcome to PM and the AM. I'm Mike Campbell, and this lovely lady, I get to call my wife.
Good morning, everybody. It's a great day to talk about the Word of God. And this week, we've been talking about understanding grace.
Yes, we have. And I was just sitting here looking at this. Look at how pretty you are and how white I am.
Oh.
Good Lord have mercy.
Well, it's wisdom.
Wisdom, yeah. We're talking about the grace of God and how to understand the grace of God and how it works. We looked at a verse in Titus.
Yeah, it's actually four verses. Okay. That was kind of our main scripture starting this week. 11 through 14, it says, "For the grace of God that brings salvation has appeared to all men, teaching us that denying ungodliness and worldly lust, we should live soberly, righteously, and godly in the present age, looking for the blessed hope and glorious appearing of our great God and Savior Jesus Christ, 14, who gave himself for us that he might redeem us from every lawless deed and purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works."
That's the one we're wanting right
and,
there.
And actually that last part, when it says zealous for good works, purify for himself his own special people, zealous for good works, we're today talking
about...
Serving grace.
That's right. We talked about saving grace, standing grace. Today, we talk about serving grace.
Serving grace.
Because grace has empowered us to do great things for the kingdom of God. Without his grace, ladies and gentlemen, without his empowerment, you could do nothing. In fact, Jesus said, he was praying, he said, "Father, without you, I could do nothing." But we can do all things through Christ who strengthens us. We can do, and we will do. So that's what we want to talk about today. Is serving. You got something there?
Well, I think when we start talking about serving, you know, we're going to talk about different people. We'll go there first. And then
yeah, there's fivefold ministry gifts. There's all kind of serving.
Right.
But I think you've, they're in Romans chapter.
Yeah, Romans 1:5 says, "Through him we have received grace and apostleship for obedience to the faith among all nations for his name."
Now, what Paul is saying here in this verse of scripture is that God's grace empowered him to be an apostle.
Right.
Now, you and I may not be an apostle, but let me tell you what, God has still empowered us to be who we are in the body of Christ.
Right.
In fact, he goes up to verse 1.
Yeah, when we actually start with 1, it says, "Paul, a bondservant of Jesus Christ, called to be an apostle, separated to the gospel of God." So then it, down here, he says he gives us the grace to do what he's called us to do, whether it's apostle, teacher, preacher, or as a disciple, you are called as well to just speak to your neighbor, speak to your friend, share your story, share what God
You're
has done
You're empowered to do that.
That's right.
He wouldn't have said go into the world and preach the gospel, making disciples, if he had not empowered you to be able to do it.
Right.
So we're all empowered. In fact, saving grace is God's ability released toward and working in an individual, enabling you to work effectively in the area to which God has called you.
Right.
And that's so important.
Serving grace.
And you know, we tend to look down on certain things. You know, I remember when I first came to Trinity years ago, back in 91, I remember Danny Johnson and I, we were hopping lots of floors.
Sorry.
You know, we did whatever we had to do.
Hey, those days that it was flooding, you had to go down there with buckets and
get all the water out of the carpet. And a lot of times we were doing this before we could have service on Sunday morning. And, you know, we would go around, pick up all the trash around the campus. Why? Because that was just part of our job. You know, ministry is spelled W-O-R-K. But with ministry, you have to have the power to be able to do it, the authority. All right. Well, everybody wants to be on the platform and have the podium. But there has to be an anointing for that. Not everybody's anointed to be pastor. All right. Not everybody's anointed to be teacher. So we need to enjoy where God has planted us,
right,
and how he has anointed us for that position.
Well, and you got the whole, you know, parable of the talents.
Yeah.
You know, God gives us gifts and talents to do. If we do not use them for him, then we eventually don't end up not in a place to be serving. So we're talking about serving grace and where God has put
You know, serving grace, Jedi, is the wellspring of all ministry gifts and divine ability. Mm-hmm. And you've got a great scripture there. We talked about in Romans 12:1-2 about being renewed in our mind. Now listen to verse 3.
It says 12:3, "For I say, through the grace given to me, to everyone who is among you, not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think soberly, as God has dealt to each one a measure of faith."
How about that? How about that? Don't be puffed up with where your position is. We are enamored with, what are those things called? We're enamored with pastors who have all this fanfare. Listen to me. They're not more important than the person that cleans the toilets.
That's right.
Now, they are empowered by God to teach us. And we believe, God, that they seek out the will of God so that their teaching is anointed and that it has clarity, that it brings fresh vision, you know, helps us to move forward. But the bottom line is, get on the rest of that chapter.
Right, and let's look at the rest of this. We're talking about serving grace and what you're called to.
Standing.
Stay where God has called you. Don't envy what other people are doing, but stay in what God has called you. Verse 4 says, "For as we have many members in one body, but all the members do not have the same function, so we, being many, are one body in Christ and individually members of one another. Having then gifts differing according to the grace that is given to us, let us use them." So what God has given you to do, you then use the grace he's given you to do that. Yeah. And you and I have talked about how sometimes burnout comes with people who are in the wrong place. Therefore, they don't have the grace to do what God's called them to do. If somebody's great at a particular thing and you see that call on somebody's life, then we put them in a position where that gifting can work in them in that call.
That's right.
But if we put them somewhere that their call is not there, then there's a grace that it makes it more difficult. It becomes work rather than ministry. Right. You and I talked about, you know, when you were pastoring there at the end, it was like that grace of being a pastor was waning. It was becoming more difficult. It was becoming work rather than life-giving. It was kind of sucking you dry because that grace to be pastor had been waning because the Lord had been dealing with you about doing something else. But when we get comfortable, when we get where we are and we think, okay, this is where I should be. And just because it's become hard doesn't mean it's time to move. When God is working on you to move into another place, then that grace in that old place is starting to wane. It becomes difficult. And so if what you're doing in your church as a volunteer, whether you're on staff, when you're on a team that's working, if it is becoming difficult, then pray and let the Holy Spirit work with you and reveal to you what's going on. And it could be that there's something else for you.
It could be that. Yeah. You know, here's the thing. Sometimes we exalt human personalities instead of giving thanks for the grace that's working in them. Mm-hmm. And sometimes we disdain certain places and gifts. You know, we don't have the recognition for them that we do for these others. And we have to be careful because it is God who sets in the body, according to Ephesians 4. Mm-hmm. God sets in the body. And so when God sets gifts in the body, it's up to us to make sure that those gifts are being used in a proper manner.
That's right.
And that we have the appreciation that we have. Go ahead.
Well, this continues by saying, when it said gifts differing according to the grace, let us use them. If prophecy, let us prophesy in proportion to our faith. Our ministry, let us use it in our ministry. He who teaches in teaching, he who exhorts in exhortation, he who gives, you know, there are people that are called to be givers. There are people who are called to make money for the kingdom of God and then be givers.
Yeah.
There's a calling for that as well. He who gives with liberality, he who leads with diligence, he who shows mercy with cheerfulness. And what this is doing is showing you there's a lot of different things within a body that you are to do, and you're called to the specific thing God has called you to. You look at someone else and you think, man, I would love to do that. And you know, you were talking about big personalities. You're talking about big ministries. You know, there's a cost to those large ministries.
Right,
there's a cost when God has called you into something that large. There is a cost to that. There are things that that person does that maybe you don't have time to do or you haven't been called to do. So don't envy someone else's position. dig deep and find out what your calling is, and then live in that.
Right. And remember this, ladies and gentlemen, when God deposits, down in you, all right, when he deposits this down in you, it's always for a purpose outside of you. So you need to make sure that you use that for the purposes intended. You know, I like this in Galatians 2. It says, for he that wrought effectively in Peter to the apostleship of the circumcision, the same was mighty in me toward the Gentiles. Paul was recognizing the gift for Peter to be an apostle to the Jews, but he was also recognizing what God had done in him. Mm-hmm. And he didn't bring any differentiation between that.
Right.
So it's important that you and I understand that all of our gifts are important so that we can make sure that we're glorifying God. Go
That's
ahead.
Right. This is in 1 Corinthians 3:10. According to the grace of God, which was given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. We
all have
a place in the building of a person.
That's good.
In their discipleship.
That's right.
In the building of a church. In the building of a ministry. In the building of, you think about an individual, the building of a new believer. What place do we have in that? Are we the one that planted the seed? Or we could be the one that watered? As a matter of fact, I pulled that up at the last minute. It says in 1 Corinthians 3:6, I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. We all have a place.
The increase comes from God. Doesn't matter who's working in the garden.
Right.
As long as we get the increase that God is looking for.
That's right.
That's what matters. Well, we've run out of time, Jay.
Yeah, I think we covered it pretty well.
Well, I think you've done a great job.
We can go forever.
I'm just like a boat anchor being dragged along the bottom so that you can continue to do what God's called you to do.
Serving grace. Man.
All right, let's pray. Father, we pray for everybody. We thank you now for the goodness of God. Thank you, Lord, for the saving grace, for the standing grace, the serving grace that's at work in every one of our lives, and help us to value each gift of grace with the measure it needs to be given. And we thank you for it now. In Jesus' name, amen and amen.
Amen and amen. Well, this is PM in the AM, where you receive the engrafted word that is able to change your life and destiny if you will allow it. Make sure that you click your like, share, and follow buttons down there so that your family and friends can get connected to Mike Campbell Ministries and PM in the AM. And if you're on YouTube, subscribe now so you can follow what Mike Campbell Ministries is doing around the world.
Hey, we're so glad you joined us this week. Join us again Monday morning for more of PM in the AM. Same bad time, same bad channel. We'll pick up a new topic. God bless everybody. Have a great weekend.
God bless.